he officially retired in 1982. So Metro magazine had like a big cover story. Metro was one of the big gay bar magazines at the time, and still being published. So they had a big cover story, and then he died in 84. It became the Pink Flamingo. It was taken over by a guy named Tom Verwest, who renamed it the Pink Flamingo, and Mr. Verwest has told me how, you know, Bookie just kept coming in and hanging out. So he was still a presence in the bar, you know, even after he officially retired. I don't know exactly how long it was the Pink Flamingo, but Verwest at some point decided to sell it and sold it. It became Bookies again, and developed a larger African-American clientele. DJ Melvin Hill started playing there as a DJ, and I think it was still drawing like musical acts, and then it was destroyed by fire in 1990.